It's always nice when Jesus explains his own parables. There's really no need for a homily, but I'm paid to be here, so here, I'll do my best. Today we hear about this kind of end times gospel about how we see there's good in the world, there's bad in the world, there's good people in the world, there's bad people in the world, and how that's going to be sorted out. And when we read the newspaper or watch the news, we can kind of get overwhelmed and say, wow, the world's going to hell. It seems, honestly, sometimes seems like there's a conspiracy of evil trying to, like, you know, make everything bad. And there is. So yeah, that's nice. But what God, the consolation that we have is that God is going to sort everything out. Right now, things are a mess. But eventually, God will sort it out. Maybe more important than trying to solve all the world's problems, which we cannot, is looking at the field that is ourself. You know, there's in our own self, it's not just so simple as there's good people and there's bad people. All people on earth, there's good because they're created in the image and likeness of God. There's child. But then there's also bad in us, right? We know in our own lives, there's, you know, good fields of wheat that are growing up, and then there's also those weeds that grow too. Our focus should be on our field. How is God feeding me? How is God nourishing me? We can be distracted by the field that is the world. Well, don't worry, God's got that one taken care of. And even more kind of in our daily life, we can be distracted by the fields of other people around us, especially if we're not exactly happy with how our field's going. You know, if we look at our own field of our life and there's too many weeds and the wheat's not grown very well, and we look, but it's kind of a pleasure to look at, oh, look at his field. That corn, not knee-high by the 4th of July, let me tell you. And those weeds, holy cow, those are tall. And that can be kind of like a sick pleasure for us to focus on other people's fields, and then even to offer helpful advice to them, you know, to help them solve their own fields problems, which is really just a distraction from what's going on in our own lives. So today it's good with this gospel to refocus on how God's working in my life. How can he help me? How can I focus on the weeds that he's trying to pull out, or the things that he's feeding me so that I can grow, as opposed to focusing on other people's, because God has them in his control as well, and we don't. So just to constantly kind of like refocus your attention on yourself, but more importantly, to refocus your attention on God who sows the good seed.